Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, 97.1, good to have you with us. It is draft day. Talking a little bit about the Albert Breer report, where the Lions are trying to move up for an edge. You put any stock into it? David, you've got some Amon-Ra stuff for us. He got paid yesterday. Talked today. What is he, handing out turkeys or something, I read?
He was at a food truck.
Yeah, he was at a food truck handing out pizza, whatever it was. But I think he's a clear example of the before and the after when I talk about the culture here in Detroit. Because, of course, yes, he got paid yesterday. So, yes, he wants to be here. He is one of the foundation pieces. But here's Justin Rogers on what he said. Reflecting on his draft experience, Amon-Ra said Detroit was the team he didn't want to draft him. Now he said it was the best thing that could have happened to him. Not sure he would have excelled like this anywhere else. Said if he could do it again, he'd pay to come here. And I think that's the clear example of the before and the after when it comes to what Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell have built here. You have guys in 2021 first getting here saying, I don't want to go to Detroit because of the history of Detroit. We all know what Detroit was. Detroit was a laughingstock. They were losers.
And now, they were like Green Bay used to be.
Yes, they were like Green Bay used to be, or Tampa Bay back in the day in the 70s and the 80s. A horrible franchise. No one wanted to go there. But now you got a guy saying if he could do it all over again, he would pay to come here. They're winning now. And, of course, you would say that now. But that's look at that. The culture has changed here. Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell are examples of why they've done that.
David, here's the one thing that I do like about this, because later yesterday after he signed, he did a I was watching Good Morning Football this morning. He did a pod with Cameron Jordan from the Saints. And Jordan was just like, dude, guess what? When you Google highest paid wide receiver, that's you. How does it feel? He really just kind of downplayed it. He showed me that it was still business as usual with him. He was like, you know what? For today, Justin Jefferson's going to get paid. All these other guys are going to get paid. It'll only be me for a second. He was like, but seriously, though, you know, how do you feel? He just was kind of like, yeah, man, you know what? It's no big deal. I'm still me. That was something that told me, because you wonder when you finally get that big deal, will that person change? That interview showed me he's still going to be the same guy going out on the field.
Well, and again, it's what we opened the show with yesterday. And I said it to you. You're wired one of two ways. And the problem with, I mean, I don't want to go on a tangent, but I mean, the problem in society today is the minute anybody gets a nickel, they want to show you they got a dollar. You know, Amon-Ra, it's not about that. It's about the work. Yeah, all right, everybody knows what I make. It don't mean a damn thing. After you sign the piece of paper, I got to live up to what I just signed on. Like, that's why I felt great paying him. It's why I love the kid. It's why, to me, he's the most Detroit athlete we have. He represents everything that you wish athletes represented. Hard work, a little bit of humility. I love that he's got an edge, and it's never drama, ever. No noise. Just do your damn job. Get the paper.
He looks
good
like,
to go.
Mike, he looks like the type of person, let's just say he drops a key pass in the game. He's getting some type of intern or somebody, you're going out on the field with me. I'm going to do about 1,000 balls on the jugs machine before I go home, because I don't want this to happen.
Let me ask you this question. You know, because this is another one where I heard Doug and Scott had a couple of callers call in, and they talked a little bit about the Breer thing, and it was, what about a wide receiver?
Moving up.
Well, the two positions that I think get overlooked a little bit are D-tackle, because Aleem McNeil is headed into his last season. Now, you have DJ Reader on a two-year deal. I can't speak to whether they're going to pay Aleem or not. He will cost a ton. You can go look at Dexter Lawrence's contract that the Giants signed. But D-tackle or wide receiver, because, again, everyone talks about J-Mo like that's a thing. No, J-Mo's a hope. J-Mo's a maybe. But the reality is, look, Josh Reynolds walked out the door. Mm-hmm. And J-Mo, I don't know how much I can truly depend on him. You are one Amon-Ra St. Brown injury away from being very limited.
You are. But.
Oh, there's always a but.
No. As I've said, Mike.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Because I was very impressed with what J-Mo did in the NFC Championship game.
I know. You really loved it.
No, because
as he was destroying you.
Right. But I'm looking at – because it was just one of those, like, this is what we've been waiting to see all of this time. It got lost in the sauce because you remember Reynolds. You remember not kicking the field goals. You remember all the bad things. But one of the most positive things that happened in the game was J-Mo. That, to me, was like that Gibbs Monday night game, his breakout party. Now, unfortunately, he didn't get a chance to play the very next week. So we've forgotten about it. You're angry. But I look, he scored on the jet sweep. He scores a touchdown late. Like, he was a part of the game, and he was doing it in game-changing type of plays, especially that first touchdown. We're just kind of caught San Francisco off guard.
But what I'm saying is this. You're right on everything you're saying. It's I need the play-in, play-out consistency where Jared Goff, going through his progressions, is finding J-Mo. Not on this, hey, remember the New Orleans play. Hey, remember the play against – no. I don't remember plays. I don't remember games.
That's the unfortunate part is because he did it in the last game of the year. So – it's almost now a Warshak test where you see what you want to see, I see what I want to see.
Yeah, what I want is consistency.
And that's what I'm saying. I think that this is going to be the year he stays out of trouble, doesn't do anything. He starts playing on game one. I think he's going to be a part of this offense.
So would you not take a receiver anywhere in this draft?
I would take one later. I wouldn't move up to take a receiver now. No.
What if they're sitting at 29 and A.D. Mitchell's there? I'm only asking.
No.
I'm not advocating. I'm asking.
No, I would still pass. Because, I mean, not to say that you can, but wide receiver is one of those positions, Mike. Look at how many jewels that you get later on in the draft, including our own very Amon-Ra St. Brown. You don't necessarily need to take one at the top of the draft for him to become a top receiver.
David, what do you got on ticket text here before we run out of time?
I think Rico is right. Brad Holmes never does what everybody expects him to do. That is Lenny from St. Clair Shores. Another person says, Dan and Brad are putting Detroit back on the map, and I love everything about it. That is from Mark. Possibility of moving up is not out of the realm in this current NFL draft based on what Holmes 007 does, not the media hype. That is from Mark. If we trade up, I want a pass rusher or defensive tackle. Unless he had a corner as a top five talent in the draft, I don't see the value in that for all the picks you are giving up to move up.
Yeah, I think it's going to be – the corner is going to be difficult because you just expect Quinyon Mitchell to go top 12. And Terrion Arnold probably not too far behind it just because there's such a commodity. Everyone's looking for one. It's like relief pitching in the pros. I mean, it's the edge rusher's really interesting because there's two you just keep coming back to, which means they probably won't take either one. They move up and take Latu or something.
Right.
I don't know. I'm fascinated by it. I'd love to see it for the people. It'd be an exciting moment. It'd be crazy for the people that are down here for the draft. I'll put a little bit of stock into it, and that's about it. Not going to go crazy. 248-539-9797. We will get our first blitz in the mix here. Top of the hour. It's a topic we've wanted to do now for 2 days, and I'm excited to do it. I talked to a couple of the guys from Chicago doing radio in the back over here. It's about the player you do not want to see arrive in this division tonight.
Mm-hmm.
With the Vikings, the Bears, the Packers. Who do you not want to face twice a year? And I've got a selection. And Rico may need new pants. 248-539-9797. We will get to that as well. We've talked Northville Lumber for a long time. Oldest company in the state. Largest Trex decking outlet in the country. Nobody stocks more There's Rico slamming his headset again. Northville Lumber. In fact, last year, contractors, homeowners, they bought enough Trex Northville from Northville to cover 26 football fields. It's an amazing stat. It's almost as amazing as Rico's addiction to throwing headsets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.